I am really wondering if I got this right or not. We record this part last, right? I'll come back and record this intro and record the outro. That's a separate part. But we just got finished recording Thursday's show, and we didn't ask my mom about a woman that got unfriended. And this woman, as you'll hear in the story later on, is trying to figure out, like, if her actions, what she did, got her unfriended, and should she say something to her friend or not? My mom and I are completely on different sides of this. Completely. And I guess once you hear this dilemma, like, would you ever, if somebody unfriended you like this, would you ever go try to make things better with them or not? And we'll get into it today with Ask My Mom. Hi, my name's Kramer, and I am proud to admit that I am a mama's boy.
You're not just any mama's boy. You're a certified mama's boy. And this is the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast.
What's up? How are you? Welcome to the Certified Mama's Boy Podcast. I'm Steve Kramer. This is a feel-good podcast that we do every day. Today, by the way, the first day of fall. It's the 22nd of August. We got three principles on the show, by the way. It's live, laugh, love your mom. That means we live our lives out loud. We laugh a lot, and we love my mom, my co-host, Nancy Yancey. Hi, Mom.
Hi, honey.
I had the maintenance guy walk in on me, and I was completely naked, and like... I was completely naked asleep under the cover. There's nothing more uncomfortable than like being caught off guard nude around anyone. I don't care if you get a blanket on you or not. It's like wildly uncomfortable. This actually happened over the weekend. We're just now getting around telling the story. So I got an email. I've gotten a couple emails from my condo that they're coming around to install these water detection things, basically, which is kind of feels weird to me. Like on my kitchen floor now, and then the bathroom and my laundry room, they put this, God, it looks like maybe a half moon, maybe 5 inches long, and then like half moon shape, like a water detection thing on the floor. So basically, if anything ever leaks, they are able to notify. I mean, I guess maybe it's wired to somewhere downstairs. I don't know how it works. But I just know I knew they were coming to install these things, but yeah. I don't really keep up with the emails from my condo because who cares, right? Like, I just install. It's coming. You know, whatever, you know. I do hear that blower now.
Okay. I'll put you on mute until I'm
No, it's
talk.
Okay. It's okay. My mom's like, can you hear the blower? I was like, absolutely not. Then all of a sudden it's like,
he's in front of my window now. Sorry. He won't be here but a second.
So Friday, I come home, long week, right? I'm just ready to take a nap. I lay down, go to sleep, and I'm an extremely light sleeper. Like if Kiki dreams too hard, I swear to God, like I wake up. Like it's just, I just am super light sleeper. So all of a sudden I was like, did I just hear the condo door open? Ooh. And I was like, no, like why would the condo door open? Now I can't see from my bedroom. I can't see what's happening, like where people come in. Right. So I turn on my app for my camera, which can see it. And I was like, I don't see anybody. That's weird. Oh, well, let's move on. Nestle back in over here. And all of a sudden I hear, oh, hi, sir. And I'm like, whoa. I look up and there's two men standing probably 10 feet away from me. Like in the door, they're standing in the door.
Oh my God.
Of my bedroom.
Oh my God.
We didn't scare you, did we? And I was like, yes, you scared me. Like it literally in my house and I have no clothes on.
Like,
I have literally not 1 ounce of clothing on my body. So,
what did they do?
What made it even more uncomfortable, because like now I'm like, I like sit up in bed, obviously, and like I'm covering myself, like I'm like I'm covering my breast or something, like a woman would do if like a guy walked in with like in the bathroom or something. I'm like, wait, why am I doing? But like, what are you? I didn't know what to do. Like, I wasn't quite sure like what the motion was at this point. You know, what's the behavior? I don't even know. So I get And they're like talking to me, like, oh, hey, so we're here to install the water things. It shouldn't take long, you know. And like literally just standing there staring at me. And like, I don't know like what they really wanted me to do. I wasn't quite sure. So they go into the kitchen first. And I know for a fact they're gonna have to come back through my bedroom to get to my bathroom to install one. But like they're still talking to me. Okay. So like they're still talking. I have no clothes. My clothes are like into the, you know, the right of me, the side of my bed. So I literally, this guy would not shut up. So I was literally like, hey, I could you do me a favor and close my bedroom door?
Well, yeah.
So I could like get some clothes on. But like, it was so, and at that point, I guess they didn't realize I didn't have any clothes on. So then it got like really awkward. And they were like, oh. And then like we, like, so they close the door. I then come back out there. And then for some reason, I feel the need to make it less awkward. Like,
oh, no.
That's like what I do, right? It's like, I felt like they're my guest in my home. I need to make this less awkward because now obviously I've made things uncomfortable for them.
You're an uninvited guest.
Yeah. So then I literally stand there with them for like 20 minutes just having small talk, you know, just literally asking about like the system.
Favorite.
Yeah. Like just how's the day going? What's up with your weekend? Like just because I feel so uncomfortable that like, these guys would have walked in when I literally had no clothes on. It was a very, it was a lot going on this weekend. Now that comes on the tails of Kiki being so upset with me. I'm going to tell you this, dog owners, I don't know how in the world, and this is the first time I've ever done this. And God bless you. And this goes, I'm sure, for cats too. If you've ever had to trim your pet's nails.
Oh, I've never done that.
You might as well be murdering them. Swear to you. Like Kiki could not be more frustrated with me. Now, you may be asking, so why do I cut Kiki's nails? Because typically I would just take her to the vet and have them trim them, right? But
right.
If you haven't been listening the last couple of weeks, my vet literally got shot.
Right.
And like, so I feel really uncomfortable calling right now. And I've got, I mean, I do need to find a new vet, but I'm not going to find a new vet for a nail trim. You know what I mean? I'm not going to call them like, hi, like,
no.
Can I come in for a nail
and
trim?
You don't have her groom because there's no reason to.
She doesn't have any hair.
With you.
Yeah. So I was like, you know what? Okay. Kiki's 14 now. We haven't, I mean, I just, when you have a tiny chihuahua, like you just have to just cut your losses sometimes. Right.
Uh-huh.
And so I was like, all right, I'm not going to call the vet. I feel uncomfortable. I'm just going to go to Petco, get some nail clippers, and I'm sure this won't be that bad because she's 14. She is way more cooperative than she used to be because she's just an old woman now,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So get the nail trimmers, come home, and I'm like, I don't even know like how to properly do this, you know? Like, I don't even know how to, Kiki like looks at me as like a safe
cut into their nail beds, right?
Oh, I know. So like you got to watch out for the dew claw, right? Not the dew claw, but the little whatever that thing is. There's part of the nail where like if you cut them, they start bleeding, and it's like terrible.
Yeah.
So you really got to know like where to cut, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I look it up on YouTube and like watching like 3 or 4 YouTube videos. I'm like, okay, I can do this. I can do this. I can do this. Start trimming your nails, y'all. She literally looked at me. Like, how dare you?
Oh, no.
Like, so upset with me.
Oh.
So upset. Like, gave me the look like I was a demon to her.
Oh, no.
So we luckily, we get, so she keeps, you know, I grab her paw. And this, we keep her paw is like the size of a penny.
Oh. It's like the size of your thumb.
Yeah. So I grab it and then she pulls it back. And I grab it and then she pulls it back, grabs it, pulls it back.
Oh.
And literally, so then I'm like, okay, well, let me act like this is like a treat for her or something. Like, we're just going to have like a cuddle session over here. So then I pick her up, like I'm going to cuddle her, which I think really gave her a false sense of like reality, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I can tell you, I think I did a fairly good job. All in all, did a decent job.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess she
you
didn't
get them all done.
Got them all done. Dew claw, everything
good.
Done. But I feel like I lost a level of trust.
Uh-huh.
With Kiki, because I feel like if you take her to the vet or the groomer or whatever and do it,
right.
Like they
don't blame you.
It's not my dad. Like it's fine. And honestly, uh-huh. I don't think they even have a hard time when the groomers do it. Or I just like again, I just take her to the vet because I don't have a groomer. But they never once have been like, oh my gosh, she's been such a pain in the ass. Like nothing. They're like, oh, she did so great. Whatever.
Yeah.
But with me, like she literally, I did this early Sunday morning, one of the weekend mornings, and uh-huh. she literally would not, she always comes and lays with me. We usually sit there on the weekend mornings when it's super early and we play video games and she lays in my lap. She literally got up.
Play.
Yeah. She walked to the other side of the couch and just lay there and like stared at me. Like, how dare you? How?
Like, you're not tricking me again.
But I'm wondering if that's how kids feel, like when they go to get shots for the first time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, how does that feel,
Mom?
You
remember that?
I mean, like, I remember hating going to the doctor.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. For sure.
I do remember that. But I don't remember, like, the act of, like, what happened next, you know? Like,
yeah. Oh, yeah. I always hated that. I would always hold you all, you know?
Yeah.
And like, you know, put you against my chest, but your, you know, your arms are still exposed on the side. And then, you know, I'd say, you know, just turn your head this way so you weren't looking. And I'd, sometimes I'd sing a little song or I'd be rubbing your back or, you know, we'd count to three.
Why was that so traumatic? Now, like, you know, like, the last shot I got, I guess, is my COVID vaccine. And like, you know, it's just whatever. Just,
yeah.
Wasn't that bad.
Yeah, like, I don't know. It's hard as a parent, though.
Does it feel worse for kids? Like, do shots feel worse for kids? Because obviously, like, I mean, I don't love getting a shot, but like.
Well, you don't know what to expect if you're a kid because you haven't had the experience that much. And then once you do, you know it's a sting, right?
Yeah.
It's like a bee sting.
Yeah.
You don't want that to happen again.
I do. Like, I have, like, traumatic memories of that. Like, yeah. I'm trying to think of, like, I have a few traumatic memories from my childhood that, like, I can remember so vividly where I felt like so upset.
Like what?
What I swear to you, to this day, and this is going to sound so stupid, I can remember a dream that I had when I don't know how old I was, but we were living in Williamsport, and I was like a kid. Like, I mean, it was probably five, six, if I had to guess, five, six, seven, I don't know. Yeah. I remember this dream that was so scary to me that I'll never forget it. And in hindsight, very stupid, right? But as a kid, this was like mortifying. So I woke up and or I was getting chased around the city by the dog catcher from Pound Puppies. Okay, this shows my age, right? So I was obviously.
Oh.
I can visualize it in my head. I was getting chased. I remember having to like hide, and that was like absolutely mortifying to me.
Yeah, that would be scary.
And I remember eventually he caught me, and then I remember riding like I was like in the back of the van, like didn't know where I was going, but I was like in a cage.
Oh.
And obviously I was a big Pound Puppies fan back in the day. That goes without saying.
You were.
All I remember from there was I was in a cage and around me, all I could hear was like chainsaws, like, or some type of like, you know, revolving blades of some sort. And I can still remember that dream to this day.
Wow.
I can't remember any of the dream I ever had in my whole entire life ever.
Wow.
Ever. But that one, like, I don't know why. It sticks with me. The only other, like, traumatic childhood memory that I have when it comes to, like, it wasn't that serious, was going to, which at the time was Showbiz Pizza.
I know.
Being mortified by the gorilla in the back of the band. Now, I don't know. Was Showbiz Pizza a regional thing?
I'm not sure, but God, that guy was scary. I'm not sure why I took y'all there.
Yeah, it was pretty mortifying.
It was. It
really
all the little characters in that band were scary.
Yeah, it was pretty.
That gorilla was huge too.
Yeah. Yeah. So
I mean, it was obviously robotic, but you know.
So Showbiz was.
As a kid, you don't know.
No, you don't know. And he was like horrifying. And like, I just remember like being like mortified, of this thing.
Yeah.
So if you don't know what Showbiz, and like, let me know, honestly, is that a regional thing? Was that a Georgia thing? Cause like, I don't know if Showbiz Pizza was like everywhere. Cause obviously it got bought out by Chuck E. Cheese.
Right.
So it was like, we got to do some research on this. This is like a weird core memory right now. Showbiz Pizza. Pizza Place. Oh, it's called Showbiz Pizza Place. Didn't know. Now I know.
Even one of your birthdays there.
No, all that, I mean, I loved it later on because they replaced him and he was nicer looking.
Yeah.
Okay, Showbiz Pizza was, it was founded in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
It emerged after a separation from these two owners that owned it. One then started Chuck E. Cheese. Actually, they started Pizza Time. Okay, it doesn't matter. I'm just trying to see if this is... Oh, it was by the... I don't know. I don't have time to read a whole Wikipedia page and like try to, you know... okay, here we go. Wait, no, that. I don't. I'm just trying to see this. I don't know if this was like a local thing. Anyway, let me know. If you went to Showbiz Pizza, let me know. But they had this character, this animatronic character that was in the back of the room that was, or like in the, yeah, the back of the stage, that was like mortifying. Mm-hmm. Like he was a gorilla and like, but like giant and for a kid. And like,
he was a drummer, wasn't he?
I think he played the piano.
Oh yeah, he
but
did.
Eventually, they gave the whole thing a facelift. I think maybe when it became Chuck E. Cheese, and this, all of a sudden he became like this super, super friendly gorilla. And I'm like, okay, I can handle this. But I'll still have like just terrible memories of that gorilla. And the only other thing I can remember is that time my dad's friend tried to throw me out the second story of his house.
Oh,
which like nobody believes that story. Literally, nobody believes that story at all. But I swear to you, one of my dad's friends tried to throw me out of the second story of his home. And I know, like, in hindsight now, like, as an almost 40-year-old man, like, I'm like, is that a true story? Like, I don't know. But, like, I remember...
he might have been playing with you.
I remember he literally, like, he was building his house. And so it was like, you know, it was basically just the bones.
Under construction.
Yeah. And he told me to come upstairs, or he's like, show me around. And, like... I guess it was maybe coming off of his master bedroom. There was going to be like a porch, but the porch wasn't there yet. I don't think there was even a door there yet. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, he's like, come over here and look out this door. And I was like, oh, I don't, because I don't like heights. And I was like, oh, I don't know. Like, it's, I'm good. I'm good over here. He's like, no, come, literally like grabbed me.
Mm.
Like forcefully grabbing me to like pull me to the edge of this thing. And I was like, mm-hmm. I remember I had to grab onto the door frame to get him to like not pull me.
Oh,
and to this day, I mean, I don't even remember. It's been so long now. Like, I don't remember if it was a true story or not. But I swear to
your
dad
swears it wasn't. I wasn't there. I didn't know that guy.
Do you have any memories from childhood, mom, that was like so traumatic? And not real trauma, but like things that were like so scary to you as a kid, like you'll just never forget them.
Not really. I've always been afraid of heights.
Yeah.
So I never liked, you know, I never liked to be on a, you know, a second floor or anything. I don't like that or to look down.
I just want to go watch.
And I can't remember really being traumatized.
I feel like I want to watch a whole Netflix docuseries on Showbiz Pizza now. Like, I'm way into it. I want to go find out everything.
Oh, jeez.
It was so
interesting. Is there a Netflix show about that?
I'm going to invest in one.
Oh, I see. I'm
going to make it. Because that was like, it was a weird place, man. It was a weird, scary place.
It was weird. I can't believe I really took y'all there now.
I know.
Bad mom.
Okay, mom, let's do our quote for today.
Okay. It's from Joseph Campbell. When we quit thinking primarily about ourselves and our own self-preservation, we undergo a truly heroic transformation of consciousness. And, you know, I was thinking about that today because, you know, I went to Rainbow Village today.
Might need to explain that.
Rainbow Village is a transitional housing community for homeless families with children. And it was my heart for 24 years until I retired in 2017. Mm-hmm. So I go back about once a quarter and have lunch with the new CEO there, whom I love, and just visit people that I know. So I was there today, and I was listening to the program director talk about some of the families that are in there now and the struggles they're going through. And I thought, you know, what Joseph Campbell is saying is so true. Because when you work with people in crisis, it does take you beyond yourself and your own problems because theirs are so intense. And it really does create a transformation of consciousness that really widens your worldview mm-hmm. of life. Because we all live in our own little bubbles, right?
Right.
But when you're in touch with someone who's going through a crisis and you're really there to assist them in any way you can to move beyond that trauma, it really does take you out of yourself and help you to realize, A, how blessed you are, but B, you know, how people in the world are different and struggle with so many different aspects of life.
Right.
You know, we're so different in so many ways and we're going through so many different changes. And I think, you know, it just takes you out of yourself.
I mean,
and that's I loved that. I loved that work.
Yeah, we do. I think we do get so caught up in our bubble of like how bad our stuff is sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And it does. Like, it will give you a new, it doesn't even matter. Like, just I don't give my program director a lot of credit from mm-hmm. Phoenix mm-hmm. because we didn't have a very good relationship. We did until we didn't, and then we just didn't have a good relationship. But I remember he told me one time, he was talking about how, this is like right when I was diagnosed with my ear condition, and it was like mm-hmm. really scary.
Yes.
And he was like, why don't you go out and like serve somebody else? Because I would like just be at home and like scared and like just, you know, ruminating constantly.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And so I did. So I went and I volunteered at this dog shelter over in Phoenix, and I forget what it's called now. Whatever the big Phoenix folks helped me out, I forget. Whatever mm-hmm. like the big one. It may just be the Arizona Humane Society. And that day was so, it like took me out of my own issues, mm-hmm. you know, and it was,
yes,
you know, it wasn't the solution to my problem by any means.
Right. But it made you conscious
yeah.
of other people.
Yeah.
And their dilemmas.
Right. Or dogs in this uh-huh, situation,
right.
you know,
in that situation. Yeah.
And it kind of made you feel like you were doing something good with your time, you know, versus
yes.
vice versa. So
Yes.
Think about that. Like, if you're going through a hard time, try to like, what can you do today to like put that energy somewhere else versus on yourself? You know, can you help out somebody? Can you, I don't know, call a friend that may need, you know, be in the need of something? But I get it. Like, listen, I get it. Mm-hmm. Like, I have such bad anxiety when things go wrong.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want you to feel forced to do this because it's nothing worse than being like, why aren't you doing this? This would make you feel so much better if you would just
shooting on people, as Joel used to say, don't shoot on them.
Oh, this is shit. I'm like, oh my God, Mom, shit on people. Yeah. So anyway, just maybe that resonates with somebody, can help them out today. Speaking of hard times, like if you're, you know, I love talk therapy. I really do. I've been going to therapy since 2011. So 11 years, almost 12 years. And I love it. I think I don't know where I'd be without talk therapy, honestly. I just don't know like what my life would have been like. I'm such a person that needs to like talk things out sometimes. And never once have I like come away from like and listen, every therapy session isn't going to be a game changer. You got to realize that. Like, it's just not how it works. But if you go for a consistent amount of time, eventually things start to like either come together or fall apart and mentally for you. And it's great. So quick word from our sponsor over here, who's BetterHelp this week. If you're looking to talk something out, no matter what it is, I hope you'll consider doing BetterHelp. That's what I do. And I am excited to hop back in and get started again and just start, you know, kind of un-effing ourselves, like, for a lack of better terms. A lot of this is really just undoing bad habits or old behaviors that aren't really serving you anymore. But how will you know unless you've got a professional that's kind of talking you through this, right? I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, podcasts, great, or self-help books, fantastic. But talk therapy really is, I think it's I think it's great. And BetterHelp's a great way to do it, by the way, too. You can do your video sessions, your phone session, or even like live chat sessions with therapists, which is just, you literally just type on the computer instead of having to like talk to somebody. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. And you get matched with a therapist in under 48 hours. So as a listener of this podcast, you get 10% off by going to betterhelp.com/Kramer. It's betterhelp.com/Kramer. Also, Athletic Greens is on a podcast this week. Athletic Greens is awesome. Has been a great nutritional resource for me and my mom as well. It is basically a daily powder that you take every single morning. And I'm gonna like talk to you about some of the benefits. So if any of these like resonate with you, this could be a great reason of why you start AG1. Maybe you need gut health. That's what I started taking it for, is my gut health. Huge difference. Nervous system, your immune system, your energy, your recovery, your focus, your aging. Any of those sound like something you can use support with? AG1 simple. You take a scoop every morning and it takes care of all that. It's 75 high quality vitamins, minerals, whole food source, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to help get your day started out absolutely correct. So hope you'll try it. I mean, my mom saw great results. I saw great results. And I think you will too, no matter what it is that you're really looking to try to do. If any of those that we just covered sound like you, try it out. Okay. Less than $3 a day, by the way. And it's got over 7,000 five-star reviews from people from athletic, you know, professional athletes and mom and son podcasters. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1-year supply of immune-supporting vitamin D and a free travel pack. Or excuse me, five free travel packs, not just one, five. Five free travel packs by going to, that's with your first purchase. All you have to do is go to athleticgreens.com/Kramer. athleticgreens.com/Kramer. Again, it's athleticgreens.com/Kramer to take ownership and pick up the ultimate daily nutritional insurance. All right. Certified fans, what's up? Thank you so much for supporting our show. Appreciate you. Certified fans are people that can donate $6 a month to our show. Really appreciate. Is donate the right word? Donate sounds weird.
Contribute.
Contribute's a way better word. Donate sounds like we're, I mean, I guess.
Like we're a charity, which of course we are.
Yeah.
Not legally.
Yeah, it is. It's a... You're just supporting a boy's dream with his mom, man. That's really what this is. $6 a month. It's less than a pumpkin spice latte. Did you know that, Mom, by the way, that I went to buy a pumpkin spice latte for Jess the other day? It was $6.15.
No,
I was like, good God.
Way.
Like, if you did this all the time.
Wow.
Like, if you literally did this all the time, like, I don't know how you would afford it. I don't know how some people afford their coffee habits. I mean, that would be, if you did that every day.
It would be $30 a week.
No, it'd be more than, well, every 10 days would be $60 and you're 30, you know, so that'd be $180 a month in just Starbucks.
Oh,
anyway,
God.
I'm not asking for that much. I'm asking for one pumpkin spice latte a month. That's all we need for this
just
show.
Just give up one, one.
Certified fans, people that can donate a couple of bucks a month and we really appreciate it. You get a bunch of perks. Our goal for this month, by the way, is to get 10 because my mom's birthday is next month. I mean, next week.
Yeah. Next week.
A week from yesterday. I guess a week from, sorry, week from Tuesday.
2 days ago. Yeah.
And we're really super thankful for anybody that can contribute. But we're really this month doing a big push to try to get new certified fans. We need six more people, y'all. Six. Remember,
it's
this
my
is why I try not to be
present.
Yeah. It's, think about it that way. It's a gift. It's a birthday gift. I try to stay optimistic. I really do. And then I guess I don't know. Like, you know, y'all like, just be positive. And I'm like, okay, we can do it. 10 new people this month. And we got four, which is cool. But we really, really, if we're going to hit this goal, we're going to need somebody, you to help. So just text the word fans, F-A-N-S to 888-Kramer-8. Text the word fans to 888-Kramer. It's Kramer with a K, Kramer-8. You can join. It takes 2 seconds, especially with Apple Pay. It's just like, boop, boop, done. Mom, since we don't have anybody new today, we'll spin our wheel of certified fans. We do this every day because the show is based around you and we just love to give you some love because you're
because
amazing.
Because we do love you.
Because we love you. And today, our certified fan is 126.
We're going way back. Goes back a ways too.
I know. We're starting back at the beginning again. 126 is actually my cousin Phil. How about that?
Oh, all right.
It's always funny when it's family furry for some reason. I'm like, we have hundreds certified fans all over the country. And then like literally like my family. And I'm like, yeah, see?
family love. Nice. Nothing better.
No. Phil S. And he didn't fill out the second part of his form. Is he in St. Louis now? Where is he?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that is my dad's sister's oldest son.
Uh-huh.
That's right. Who used to be a kid and then all of a sudden is not a kid anymore. It's really weird. Like, it's really weird when I mean, because I only see that side of the family maybe once every couple of years.
Yeah.
And so, like, every time I see them, they've got like three more kids each and look just a little bit older. They're good people. It's a good side of the family. Let's give Phil S.
Yes.
Some love, Mom.
To Phil S. We love you forever for sure.
Yeah. And if you want to support, you can just text the word fans, F-A-N-S, to 888-Kramer-8. Okay, Ask My Mom. This is a bi-weekly advice segment that we do. And if you ever have a dilemma and you want to have somebody kind of, I always feel like it's interesting to hear your dilemma from the outside point of view too. Mm-hmm. And to kind of have people talk through it, because sometimes you're too close to it. So my mom, been a mom now for 43 years and has got some good motherly advice. Go to certifiedmamasboy.com, submit your story, and we will discuss it on the podcast with nothing but love. So, Mom, what's happening today?
Dear Mama Nancy, I'm an older parent, had my son later in life compared to all the other parents. My son is extremely active in sports and really excels at everything he puts his mind to. I'm the soccer mom who coordinates snacks for after the games and just helps whenever I'm needed. My husband is the assistant coach, and we have been doing this for over 4 years. One of the parents, whom I've been Facebook friends with for several years, unfriended me. Like Kramer, I just noticed that I haven't been seeing her post. She posts everything, almost has daily posts.
Really quick, what she's mentioning is, this one just came in last minute. I thought we'd do it because it's topical with what happened this week on Kramer and Jess Uncensored. Basically, a listener, I'm like friends with y'all, right? Like, I'm friends with y'all. And so, like, all of a sudden, I don't know why she popped in my head. Mm-hmm. And this is a Maryland radio listener. And I was like, what? Like, what happened? What happened to her? I wonder if, like, I don't know. I'm worried about y'all. When y'all disappear, I get worried about you. So I went and I saw it. I checked her Facebook. She's still friends. And then, but I didn't see any posts, like Insta stories. And so then I went to go check. A couple days later, I was on the Kramer and Jess Instagram and she had bubbles, like where she had new Insta stories. But then I went back to my account and it wasn't there. So I'm like, oh my gosh, she hid her stories from me.
Oh.
I'm like, I couldn't figure out like what it was. So yeah, I get it. Like, it's anyway, that's what she's referring to.
Oh.
In case you didn't listen to Uncensored this week.
Okay. I have no idea why I've been unfriended. I don't even post anything but pictures a couple of times a year. I'm always positive to all the kids and cheer them on during the games. Also, I should add that I decided to send a friend request to the dad, and he's ignoring it, so I know something is going on. At soccer, everything is completely normal, and they talk about everything. We have soccer 3 times a week. I'm so baffled as to what to do. My husband says to not let it bother me. They aren't quote-unquote friends of ours, and would never be in our friends category. What would you do, Mama Nancy? How do I let it go mentally?
Really quick, literally 7 minutes ago, I just saw this on my emails, checking my notifications. She just sent a follow-up.
Uh-huh.
So she also, just to add, I should probably add that the last time that we really talked, she had to show me a video that she had recorded of her daughter having a meltdown. My response was, poor thing, I bet she was so tired. I think she wanted me to laugh like she was, but it wasn't funny to me. I'm not sure that she deserves being unfriended. Maybe I should just let it roll off.
Oh.
Real-time update. Okay.
Wow.
Mom, thoughts?
Yeah, you know, I think I would go to her and just tell her that, you know, I'm sorry if I've done something. Just apologize, as if, you know, you might have done something to offend her, and say if I've done something that, what? You know, upset you.
Why?
Yeah, I'm
on.
Sorry. I don't hang understand on. Why you unfriended me.
This is not. No.
Of course, why? I'm sorry woman.
I know. I think that's bad advice. I do. I rarely like step in and say, I think that's not good. But like,
yeah.
Why are we chasing after people? Now, listen, I get it. I'm because I'm in the same shoes, right? But even though this is like mm-hmm. just a, you know, a listener of the radio show, I'm not under the, now if this was like family or a friend that you were extremely close with, you know, like if, for example, if my buddy Dan, you know, some of my close friends, all of a sudden I realized they unfriended me, it would be worth a conversation.
Yeah.
But we don't need to be chasing people that don't want to be in our lives. And I get it. Like our ego, it hurts. It hurts because we're like, why would somebody, it does. It absolutely hurts. It feels some kind of certain way, but I don't think we should allow that feeling to dictate how we treat that person otherwise. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. Listen, I want everyone to love me. I can be very fragile in that department. Obviously we talked about that yesterday a little bit. But by going to her and being like, hey, I saw you unfriended me. What did I do? I'm so sorry. Like, why?
Well, because she's worried about her and she sees her 3 times a week. And that makes her feel uncomfortable, obviously.
I get it. The uncomfortability. But I think what she has basically said to you, or maybe not even said to you, but like, I think what's been articulated here is the amount that she wants you in her life or wants to invest in you too. You know, does that make sense? Like,
no,
like she is basically saying like, hey, I'm going to let a video of my daughter or whatever get in the way of our friendship. And like, what kind of friend is that? I'm not saying you guys shouldn't be acquaintances. I'm not saying you shouldn't be nice to her, but unless you have done something specific, and again, she doesn't fall into like the best friend category, right? Like the A friend. I would say A friend, absolutely go to her and be like, hey, what the hell? Like, I just noticed, you know.
Yeah.
But as an acquaintance.
But she's wondering from the follow up, she's wondering if her reaction to that daughter's being upset had something to do with it. I don't know. If it were me, I would have to go and figure that out.
You are not responsible for anyone else's feelings.
I know that.
You're not responsible for anybody's feeling. If we have obviously is your side of the story, right?
Yeah.
But I would, is having a different reaction to a daughter video, was that wrong? Like, do you regret that? Do you feel like you would owe her an apology if she unfriended you or not? Do you feel like your actions were inappropriate, or do you have remorse? And if the answer is no, which I would assume your answer would be no, like, do I sound insensitive here? I don't know. I'm just at a point where like, I'm not here to try to get people to like love me. I'm here to just be my authentic self. And those that stick with me, cool. And those that don't, you know, it's okay. Like, I get it. It's an ego bruise. It hurts. Feels weird. Feels uncomfortable, especially when you have to see the person, right? Like, I run into that talking about my program director from, and that's, by the way, the program director is like the boss of the radio station. Like Tom right now is my program director. But going back to him. So when I left, he unfriended me on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And like, to me, that was like like basically middle finger, right? Mm-hmm. Like F you. But like, we still see each other like professionally once a year. Once every other, well, COVID kind of slowed things down. But for a while, we were seeing each other like once a year.
Yeah.
And it would just be saying, hey, how you doing? How you doing? It's just like, man, like I know, like I play cordial, but like I know the truth.
Yeah.
I know that like me choosing my, you know, what's going to be best for my life and taking a different job, if that bruises your ego and it makes you not feel good because I chose somebody else over you. Then like that kind of shows me that the person that you are, and I don't probably need to have you that close in my life because I don't think you'd say good things about me anyway if the time came, you know, or you would, I don't know if you'd be there to help me. Do I sound like a, do I sound, am I out of line here?
I don't know. It's just different than my response. And maybe it's a female thing. Like if I knew that I had to be around those parents and I wanted my kid to be friends with everybody on his team.
Yeah.
I would have to know what was up. It would bother me. It would bother me enough to say something about it. Not that I would be begging her to be my friend. I would just want to know what the issue is.
Okay. Phone number 888 Kramer 8. I mean, maybe it is. Maybe like I'm not thinking about it and like the we still have to like
see them three times.
Yeah, and like our kids and like I want things to be good. I wouldn't say anything, but I'm curious. I'm genuinely curious if you would say something or not. 888 Kramer 8. Mom, that's gonna do it for you today. Or I guess, yeah, that's it. That's it.
Okay.
All right. I love you.
All right, honey. Love you forever.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've really been a pain in the ass, is probably for lack of better terms, about the first day of fall. Like I have this is all I do for the fall. This is a single man. All I do for the fall literally is put out my pumpkin candles. That's it. Literally pumpkin candles, but fall decorations. And last weekend I wanted to put them out, but I made such a stink about Jess putting out her fall decorations early. If you listen to the radio show, like I was giving her hell because she put hers out like 3 weeks ago. And I'm like, it's 95 degrees outside. It's not time for this. So now officially today, I will go put my pumpkin candle out and quote unquote decorate for the fall because I've just been so stubborn about it. You got your decorations up yet? Or are you going to be a stickler like me? It's not fall yet. Now it's fall. We can celebrate. Thank you for listening to today's show. My dad's on tomorrow for Friday.
Okay, that's it for today. Thanks for listening to my son's podcast, Certified Mama's Boy. Be sure to review and subscribe and tell your friends. Love you forever.